Get your ball!
Sergeant Andy Pintus and his canine in training, Boomer, are out on a typical afternoon shift. It starts at 2 p.m. and lasts till 10 at night. They do the typical things, like playing fetch and training.
Come on, get it, bring it back.
Pintus conducts a traffic stop.
Sir.
And then they do the more boring things, like filing paperwork and cleaning out the cruiser. Throughout it all, Pintus wears a body camera that is held to his vest by a magnetic clip. Last year, the Morgantown community pitched in to help the sheriff's department buy new body cameras. Chief Deputy Al Kisner, who was sheriff last year, said they needed about $40,000 to buy new cameras for all the officers who were regularly on the road. The old ones only had a two-hour battery life, and they didn't produce good footage in low-light situations.
So what we did was we went to our county commission. They agreed to pay up to $20,000 of the purchase price, and then we were going to pay the other half. And miraculously, what happened was we had a couple of individual groups that stepped up.
One of those groups was the Morgantown chapter of the Hogs and Heroes Foundation, a national group for motorcyclists that supports soldiers, veterans, and first responders. They teamed up with an amateur radio group in Morgantown to raise about $11,000 last year for the body cameras. Lawrence Big Sarge Taylor, the president of the Morgantown chapter of Hogs and Heroes, said he read about the sheriff's department's need for body cameras in the local newspaper.
Our biggest fundraiser is what we call a helmet drive. You've probably seen fire departments, they have what they call boot drives. They just kind of hold a boot out as you drive by and hopefully you'll donate. We hold helmets out.
Taylor said Hogs and Heroes felt that body cameras would not only protect civilians, but police officers as well. Valina Beattie, a law professor at the West Virginia University College of Law, agrees. She says investment in body cameras is a practical one for police departments, especially when civilians can use their cell phones to video record their own encounters with police. She pointed out that body camera usage can also improve the relationship between police officers and the communities they serve. For example, the Charleston Police Department consulted with the American Civil Liberties Union of West Virginia before finalizing their body camera policy last year.
I know at least Charleston and here in Morgantown, the departments are being proactive about how can we have a trusting relationship with the community rather than an antagonistic one where the community fears us.
The Monongalia County Sheriff's Department has been scrutinized for its body camera policies before. Three officer-involved shootings occurred in 2015 and 2016, resulting in the deaths of three civilians. In all three cases, none of the deputies involved were wearing the old, lower-quality body cameras. Here's Kisner again.
At that time of those incidents, the deputies weren't wearing those cameras anymore because they were inadequate.
West Virginia does not have any statute pertaining specifically to body camera usage, meaning that police departments can set their own policies. The Monongalia County Sheriff's Department's policy is that all road deputies, meaning officers who respond to calls for service, must wear them and activate them when interacting with civilians. The footage is archived for 2 years and can be requested by attorneys, but isn't available directly to the public. And when the officer isn't interacting with the civilian, the cameras are in standby mode. That's because a lot of the time, officers are just driving, filing paperwork, or training their canines. But even in standby mode, the cameras are recording and temporarily saving footage. Pintus said some officers expressed hesitation about being under constant surveillance while on duty.
You know, I tell guys, do you do anything wrong? I mean, are you doing something you're not supposed to do? And they said, well, no, I'm not doing anything wrong. I said, then what are you worried about? So there's not, as long as you're not doing anything wrong and you're following, you know, our guidelines and you're professional and you're respectful, so you got nothing to worry about.
Wes Matheny, an attorney in Monongalia County, donated about $900 to the cause, enough to pay for one body camera. He also pledged to buy another for every five body cameras other lawyers purchased, though no one took him up on his offer. As a personal injury lawyer, he says video evidence has played a crucial role in many of his cases.
And in fact, I've seen cases in Morgantown where people have been cleared because of video evidence and where they've been convicted because of the video evidence.
In other words, body cameras help protect both police officers and the community. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ann Lee in Morgantown.